We've been talking a lot about the internet. I want to switch and talk some about video games. Craig has actually done a lot of research nationally on the impact of video games on kids. I'm wondering, Craig, if you had to divide the impact of video games into pro-social and antisocial, what percentages would you give to each in the current marketplace?
In the current marketplace, what gets the advertising dollar and therefore what gets sold, for the most part, maybe 90% negative, maybe more, because almost all the games that receive a lot of advertising dollars and almost all the most popular games, even children's games, include violence as a key element of the storyline. Across continents, we've got studies from Japan, from Singapore, from Germany, from Portugal, as well as U.S., showing that exposure to violent video games increases the likelihood of aggressive behavior. It does so in the immediate situation, that is, within a few minutes of playing such a game. And we now have longitudinal studies following the same children and adolescents over time periods as short as 3 months to as long as 2 years, showing long-term increases in the likelihood of physical aggression against other people. The evidence has been overwhelming, but there's been very little action taken by parents. You don't see any public service announcements, for example, talking about the need to reduce exposure to violent games. On the other hand, there are some positive aspects to video games. In fact, both of my children grew up with video games in the house and played a lot of video games. You have to, as a parent, look for them very carefully and screen them very carefully. You can't just rely on the ratings. There are positive games out there, some of which are designed to teach specific content. Some of it is school content, reading, math skills, whole variety of things, all the way through college subjects. Some of these positive games are designed to teach children and adolescents how to manage certain kinds of chronic illnesses like diabetes, cancer. And there's some evaluation studies showing that some of these video games do, in fact, improve the child's health by improving the way that they manage it themselves. The potential for positive outcomes is huge. But unfortunately, at the moment, the reality is what's happening is, for the most part, negative effects.
And you're describing actually media in general. You could say that about TV, movies, magazines for teenagers. Unfortunately, more negative than positive, but the potential for being positive is quite remarkable.
Yes, one of the things that I noticed relatively recently is on cable TV, the Sci-Fi Channel is now carrying professional wrestling. What does that have to do? I mean, I've been a science fiction reader and consumer in terms of movies and video games. And in fact, the first video game I played was back on a mainframe computer. It was a Star Trek game. But what is professional? I mean, I understand that professional wrestling is entertainment
fiction.
And
it's fiction. Right.
But science fiction? I don't get it.
You said the evidence is overwhelming. In TV research, the correlation coefficient ranges from 0.1 to 0.3. Perhaps 10% of all violence in society can be chalked up to media violence. What is it in the video game research?
If you look at the meta-analyses, the big studies that have tried to combine the results across relevant studies, you get quite a range from, say, about 0.2 type correlations up to the 0.4 or so. What you also find, though, is that it's very hard to compare studies across some of the older television studies versus some of the newer violent video game studies because the measure is a little bit different. What has emerged is that there are a few studies out there that have looked simultaneously at television violence effects and video game violence effects. And for the most part, those studies tend to show bigger harmful effects of violent video games than of, say, violent television. But there's not a huge difference between those harmful effects, but it does seem to be the case that the video games do seem to be having a bigger impact, even though, on average, kids still spend slightly more hours per week watching television than playing video games. But, of course, even that varies widely across children and adolescents. Some watch almost no television and play 40 or 50 hours of violent video games a week.
We should add a caveat. We have to remember violent behavior is a product of many factors, and those factors all interact with each other. And to find one particular one, video games or traditional media violence, that can account for 10% of the variance is saying a lot. That's a highly significant contribution, and it's probably also one we have a chance to potentially mitigate through education.